Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Central, where we give you life application with the spiritual foundation to enrich your lives and your relationships. We have a wonderful topic for you this evening. We really want to get into a discussion tonight about the marriage bed being undefiled. I mean, we've heard that a lot. We've talked about that a lot in the church. You know, many of us have heard the term undefiled. As it pertains to the marriage bed. Hey, everybody. How you doing, Pastor Janae, Apostle Allen, K-Dub, Mr. Johnson? God bless you. Everybody tuned in tonight. So we've personally heard differing explanations as to what that scripture means. We're going to talk about the scripture. Maybe it's me. Let me go out and come back.
It sounded kind of choppy.
Oh, it sounds choppy. Okay.
To those that are on Facebook Live, tell me, can you hear us, and how does it sound right quick before we go any further? Because I hate to start talking, and then it's all broken up, and you can't hear us.
And we have two feeds going on, don't we?
Yeah.
So if one's choppy, you can go.
This one.
Oh, it says we're echoing. Maybe because we have two of them going.
No, it shouldn't, because I had them going last week. No,
okay.
It's still choppy.
Well, let's do something about this.
Because I don't want to go further, and it's very choppy. Is it the picture is choppy or the sound is choppy?
And they said maybe you should restart it. Which one is this?
This is my page, and that's
Relationship
Central.
Maybe you should do your page.
Relationship, well, what's name's Pastor Janae says Relationship Central loud and clear.
Okay, so why don't you guys do this? Why don't you go to the Relationship Central page, and we have a live feed going there, too. And Pastor Janae is on that one, and she said, we're really trying to switch over to Relationship Central anyway. But Pastor Janae says that one is loud and clear. So if you have already liked our page or you got the event invite or any of that, our Relationship Central ministry page has a better feed going on. Hey, Shante, can you type what you are saying? Okay, it must be really choppy. Let me do that really quick.
Well, you're not typing anything.
Oh, okay. Let me type something. That might help. I think people are trying to go over there.
Ask them.
Let me just go on Facebook and do an invite.
It said restart, please. I'm going to try restarting it, and we'll be right back. I'm going to try closing out. And we'll be right back. So don't go anywhere. Dominique says the Relationship Central page is much better.
Mm-hmm.
So let me sign out of this, and I'm going to sign right back in.
I'm going to share it, too. And those of you on Blog Talk Radio,
we'll be right back.
Be patient with us. We have a lot of Facebook live.
Hey, Jim, we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
We have a lot of Facebook live listeners that are getting a choppy feed. So we're switching over to Relationship Central. What's that? You're playing the video. Okay, so I'm going to share the live feed going on Relationship Central as well. Let me see.
Hey, Apostle Allen, how you doing?
Okay, so Blog Talk Radio is kind of messing me up doing this because my phone should load.
Type it right there.
Okay. Okay, so...
So we're trying to go back on my page also because a lot of people haven't actually liked our Relationship Central page yet. So
this is a good chance for you to do that.
Yeah. So if you haven't liked Relationship Central, please like our page, and we'll go from there.
Okay. So we're going live again on Pastor Newell's page. Okay. We're doing that, and let's see if that's any better. And then doing well. Love you guys too, Pastor Allen. So it looks like the Relationship Central feed is doing a lot better. And so can we go ahead and start with our topic?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. All right. So let's get back to our topic. Those of you that were hanging in there with us, thank you very much.
K-Dub, tell me if it's any better.
Yeah, K-Dub, is that better? So we're talking about, and Dr. Newell didn't like the way that I posed the question.
I didn't like it.
Well, he said it should have been the other way around. But how can the marriage bed be undefiled? And the reason that I didn't say how can the marriage bed be defiled is because we're used to hearing that word undefiled from the scripture. Marriage is honorable in the eyesight of God, and, the marriage bed being undefiled. And so some of us have been taught that scripture means a certain thing. Some of us have been taught it means something else. So we're going to get into that scripture tonight. This is not a Bible study, but obviously we want to quote the scripture that we're talking about. So we're going to get into this scripture tonight. But we want to get into a practical, real conversation about some of the things. Bishop, the link on your page is bad. Okay. Thank you, Apostle. We want to get into, it's still choppy. So let's do Relationship Central, you guys. So we want to get into some of the things that you can and can't do. That's what we want to talk about tonight. And then let's see what Dr. Mills has to say, and I'll work on that.
What do I have to say? This was a question proposed to us by someone else, and the way the topic came up, because a lot of people believe, according to the scripture, the Bible says marriage is honorable in the eyesight of the Lord and the bed undefiled. And a lot of people believe that the bed is undefiled, that you can just do whatever you want. And that's not true. So you can't just do whatever you want to do. You can, but you can't. There has to be. It's a very thin line there, and the thin line is, you can go into sin even in the marriage covenant by doing things that actually go against the word of God. Some people have a tendency to say, "Oh, you can do this and do that," but no, you can't, because the Bible speaks against it. Can I indulge in certain movies and this kind of stuff? Yeah, me and her do the movie, but if I'm looking at something else and that's not my wife and both of us are receiving stimulation from it, well, now you've gone into lust. So now the bedroom has just been made, you just defiled the bedroom. It's no longer undefiled. You just defiled it by bringing other elements in. If you bring other people in, you defile it. So there are ways. And then let's look at it this way. Even if I go against something that's against her will, I just defiled it. A lot of times wives and husbands sometimes will agree with stuff, but inside they don't want to do it, but they agree with it because they're saying, if I don't do it, I may lose the person, or if I don't do it, the person may go do it with somebody else, or this, that, and the other. And even in that aspect, now it's still defiled because the person that I'm with isn't in agreement with what we're doing. And it can be something that's not against the word of God, but let's just say something happened to either party in their childhood, and that's just something they don't feel comfortable with, or they don't like, or they don't want to indulge in. Well, you just defiled it that way too.
Absolutely. And what we're talking about, and for you guys that are still on that feed that you said is bad, go to our Relationship Central page on Facebook. We have a live feed going on there, and it's loud and clear. Everybody's kind of switched over to that one. Okay, somebody, if you could share Relationship Central, just put it in the search, and it's purple, and you'll be able to hear us better there. Okay, that's what we want you guys to do. I'm not sure why you're getting feedback there. So what we're talking about is Hebrews 13:4, and the scripture reads like this. it says out of the King James, marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. And then there's, you know, there's different translations of it, but basically.
No, go ahead. I'm sorry, sweetie.
But basically, let me read it out of the New Living Translation too. Give honor to marriage and remain faithful to one another in marriage. God will surely judge people who are immoral and those who commit adultery. There should be another scripture for that, though.
But when you read it, if you go back, when you read it, I don't have my Bible open. Where's my Bible? Need a Bible.
Oh, there's plenty of them right there.
Give me one second. When you read it, what chapter was that again?
Hebrews 13:4.
Hebrews 13:4. If you got your Bibles, grab it. Because it's not a Bible class, but still, if you want to just look at it for yourself. Hebrews 13:4.
Mm-hmm. That's the main one that we're taught. But I don't know about you guys, but growing up in church, I was told that that meant you could do whatever. Is that what you were taught? Okay, but I had heard that taught in church, and that's what I had been taught at some point too, was that meant that whatever you do with your spouse is okay, as long as it's with your spouse. But nobody ever went into anything that was wrong to do. Nobody ever went into what you couldn't do. It was just everything was, you know, you were given the green light because you were married, like it was some kind of perk. You know what I mean? That's the feeling I got being taught in church. But when I really started to study the Bible, I gained a different understanding of it. And my understanding was you need to keep – okay, so Pastor Janae said she was taught that as well. Apostle Allen, thank you for sharing that for us. The feed sounds better. Great, K-Dub, glad to see you over here. So Pastor Janae said she was taught that too. And I know a lot of other people that were taught that that meant you could do whatever. And so I just want to – I got to bow out of the conversation for a second to see about the kids. But I just want Dr. Newell to weigh in on that because through study of Scripture, I found it to mean the complete opposite. I found it to mean that you needed to keep the marriage bed pure and that you shouldn't be defiling it by doing ungodly things, things that are not pleasing to God, things that are not right in your spirit that you get bad unctions about. Stuff like that you were to do what's holy before God. Now, what you do as far as you two together, I don't think that God really cares as long as you don't bring, for example, other people, animals, and things that are just, if you get a bad feeling and you got to talk yourself into it, there's probably something wrong. But on that note.
The thing we have to look at is, we got to look at the scripture and its context, the way it was written and why was it written. Now, it says, marriage is honorable in all and the bed undefiled, but whoremongers and adulterers God will judge. So now what's he talking about? The scripture really wasn't giving you a standard on what to do in your bedroom. What it was telling you in 22 words or less, if you out whoremongering and committing adultery, you're going to be judged. It's just saying marriage, it's just saying sex and marriage is honorable. God's not tripping off of that. But it's saying if you're an adulterer or a whoremonger, you're going to be judged. So it's not really it's not so much giving you instructions or license to just go in the bedroom and do anything. It was saying that sex in between two married people is okay, but sex in between sex outside of marriage and adultery and whoremongers. A whoremonger is somebody that's just sleeping around with a bunch of person, and then adulterer is somebody who is having sex when they're married. So now it said they will be judged. So now was the scripture talking about me doing whatsoever in my bedroom? No. And see, here's the problem when we read the Word of God. We got to read it the way it's written. You can't leave anything out because we even quote the scripture all the time. Marriage honorable in thy Lord, bed undefiled. But we leave this latter portion out of here. And the latter portion makes the statement and says that the reason he's making this statement because he's talking about what? Adulterers and whoremongers. That's what the whole sentence is really, the whole thing is really about. It's not really about marriage. It's about the judgment that's going to come on adulterers and adulterers and whoremongers for not really doing, the whoremonger for not being married, and the adulterer for being outside of, going outside of the marriage. So is it really talking about what I do in my bedroom? No, it's not talking about that. So now, now can the bedroom be, now can we cause the bed to be defiled? Yes, we can. And that's where we got to look more into Scripture and use some reasoning, I'll put it this way, use some spiritual reasoning to come up with a clear understanding of what we should be doing. Hold on one second. Okay, so somebody just said connection is very good. Somebody else said they're getting bad feedback. Okay, so if you're getting bad feedback on my personal page, if you're getting bad feedback on my personal page, go to Relationship Central's page. Somebody just said connection is not very good. So what I'll actually just chime out of this one and just sign in to my page. I mean, sign the Relationship Central page on here again, but we'll leave both up because you can't do both. So basically, the scripture, as I stated, wasn't so much talking about what you can do in your bedroom, and that's what we find. That's what we run into the problem at. Because if you just see, most people don't read it in its complete in the context that it was written. Like I say, the whole thing was written about whoremongers and adulterers. That's what it was all about. It wasn't so much about what you can do. there we go.
Okay, so here we go. Here we go. We're getting into it now. I was waiting. Missionary only. So, Lady Alice says she was taught that as well. This is from when I was up here talking about that you could do anything. We're asking about toys now. And was it a comparison? So I was absent for that. I'm not sure what you were referring to, Pastor Janae. So what are our feelings on that? And what we do, we tend to, if there's no scripture for it, we tend to correlate other scriptures and come up with and use science and not science that goes against Christianity,
but with medical
science, anatomy, the human body, that kind of science, to come up with a logical answer, okay, and a spiritual answer, of course. So far as missionary only, no, we don't go by that. We don't go by that. We don't find that in the Bible. Who made the formula for what position you use?
There's no guidance on that. There's no guidance on that.
So nobody can tell you that and have a scripture to back that up. And why are the other ways bad? What makes the other ways bad if it fits?
You can't get anything to say what's wrong and what's not wrong. Now, you can, but you can't, okay? When it comes in between me and her and positioning, you can't find a scripture that says you shouldn't do this way and you shouldn't do that way. There's no scripture biblically anywhere that I've ever seen in scripture to find that you can't do this or that. But like we teach, there are some things you got to use your own reasoning with, and then medical technology. You know, or what science has proven, or what the medical doctors have proven. There's some things you just shouldn't do, you know.
And we're going to get to toys in just a second, okay? I haven't forgotten about that. But Pastor Janae, she said, this is what I was taught was holy sex. And that's the thing. Under whose definition of holy? When did that start? You know, that'll be a good thing to try to research and see where that came from.
Let me tell you where
it
came from.
Because it's probably the easiest way.
No,
very intimate way. Go ahead.
Here's where it came from. Where it came from is pastors preaching their own conviction instead of preaching the word of God. Maybe in the world I did some things and it led me down a certain way. And now that I got saved, God is convicting me about it, because if I don't shy away from it or if I don't get away from that, it'll open other doors for me once again. So God convicts me about it. For the Bible says, if anything offends you, do what? Cut it off. So now it offends me, so I cut it off. But since God convicted me on it, now I'm going to preach against it across the pulpit to everybody.
Right.
And that's where the problem comes. We are not supposed to preach our conviction. We're supposed to preach the Word of God and let the Word of God do the convicting. Because there are certain things that, okay, let's just deal with me and my wife. And I've stated this before in different things. When it comes to music, music don't convict me. Music, I can listen to Tupac. I can listen to Biggie. I can listen to Prince. I can listen to a whole bunch of people. Music don't do anything to me. Now, with my wife, she's that person where she really was into music when she was in the world. I mean, and, you know, trying to rap and rapping and doing all this, a little girls group going on, all that. So music does something different for her. So God convicts her about the music, so she's one that when she got saved, you know, you got some people get saved, got to throw away all their albums. Well, she's that type of person, got to throw away all their stuff. Well, when I got saved, music don't bother me, so that's nothing God convicted me about. I can play the same CD in the car for 3 years, never have to change it, because music just don't affect me that way. But then some people, it, you know, it does. Now, so now God will convict you about certain things, and then you go as a preacher, he starts preaching his conviction. Well, that's what God convicted you about. He didn't convict me about different portions of sex and different things. If he convicted you on that, because maybe it was leading you down the wrong pathway.
Right, exactly. Well, that's like the young man that preached at Sacred Cross and Vanessa and Brother Kyle. He talked about the temptations being specific to you and your desires. You know what I mean? They're tailor-made for you, tailor-made temptations.
Right.
Okay, so everybody's different, so everybody's going to be dealt with in a different way. Let's talk about the toys. You know, as far as the toys are concerned, we could really get into a whole show about that, but as far as the toys are concerned, we don't get into telling people that whether they can or can't use toys.
Right.
Now, the question you should ask yourself is, what are they for? What are the toys for? Because there are certain toys that be doing certain things that we as Christians probably shouldn't be doing.
I'm serious.
Yeah, that's like...
What?
Like beads.
What's up with the beads?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. Should we do this live? Lord, you might embarrass me.
I'm not going to embarrass. Tell me.
Lord, okay.
Bees.
See, he don't even know what I'm talking about, y'all.
That's why I love
my husband. He is such a man of God. He is such a man of God. Bees that you use for your...
He laughing.
Bees that you... He know he's laughing because I said if it fits. Earlier about the physicians, if beads that you would use for places that we don't advise people to use for sex, that are exits only.
Well,
anal.
Can first of all,
I gotta just make it plain and clear for him. You
no,
know.
I got you now.
The kids ain't sleep yet, honey.
I got you. Well, close the door. I got you now, but the portion. I understand what she's...
What's the problem? And Shantae says if it's to enhance a couple's life in the bedroom, what's the
KW,
problem?
KW, you're not right. I understand what she's saying now, but then the thing about that is, can I say that's wrong? That's not me entering there. That's something else you're in there. And then I'd have to say, is it destroying anything?
And it is. So that's why we say don't do it. But the beads, honey, what you do is you put them in there, and they're supposed to stimulate.
I got, okay.
And so I've never done it, you guys. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I've never done it, never tried it.
She's saying the same thing. What do you do with the beads?
What do you do with them? Yeah, that's what you do with them, y'all. You insert them in certain places.
Right, right. And
okay, and not the place that's designed for lovemaking. It's designed to get rid of waste. You put them in there. And that's supposed to stimulate you. Yeah, bees go in there. Okay, K-Dub, thank you for making that clear.
Yeah.
And it is nasty. So that's the type of stuff, those type of toys, we say we have no use for those. So other things, that may vibrate or whatever, or may cause some type of stimulation for you to do what you do with each other. That's a different story. And why would I have the authority to tell somebody? And it's not even about authority. It's just I don't have any basis to tell you not to use it. Now, what I could say is what the good Lord gave you is good enough. We can say that about a lot of things, everybody likes some sort of, after a while, especially when you marry, you want to break the monotony, you want to do something different, and people want to stimulate their love life. So they resort to doing different things than they're used to doing. And I don't see anything wrong with that, whether it's changing the location, whether it's...
I'm sorry, guys. I'm still trying to get it straight.
Whether it's three strikes you out, whether it's changing the...
You're just irritated by everything.
Whether it's changing the position, whether it's changing the location, whether it's just simply doing something different in whatever way. That doesn't violate the commandments. I don't see anything wrong with keeping the spice going on in your love life. We need to do that. Nobody likes to be bored. Nobody likes to be bored.
But even if we...
holy sex, is that such a thing? I don't think there's such a thing, Apostle Allen, but I get what you're saying, and that's basically what we're saying is okay for Christians to have. Like Dr. Newell said, he don't like the term freak. Why don't you explain that, freaky?
Well, I don't like the term freaky because I don't believe nobody's freaky. You like what you like, the person likes what they like. I mean, if you like ketchup on your toast, that's not freaky. That's just what you like. So my thing is there's no such term as freaky because, to me, when you start using those terms, especially in the confines of marriage, you make one person feel funny.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when we talk Christians, you make somebody feel funny, and then by you making them feel funny, well, then they shy away from stuff they would do, So I don't like to use that term. Oh, something's wrong with you. You're a freak. No, I don't care to use that term. So I just say people like what they like. If that's what you like, that's what you like. But even with the bead situation, to me, that's still your business. Would I say it's a healthy practice? I can't give you scripture to say it's a sin, but what I say as far as a medical thing, is it a healthy practice? No, we've already discussed what happens, when you stretch certain muscles out. So, but I can't tell you, oh, you're going to hell for it. I can't, there's no place in the Bible I can use a scripture to say God is looking down from heaven judging you for that.
No, but as far as the anal portion of it, you can use the logic that we're supposed to take care of our temple. And if you really want to think about it and be honest with yourself, if we want to be honest with ourselves, I should put it that way, we all have things that we do that defile the temple.
Right.
Let's just put it that way. We have things we do that defile the temple. Apostle Allen, thank you for asking questions that people don't want to ask. That is the entire purpose for this show. We talk about things people don't want to talk about. Lady Alice says, when you say spice, can you give a little detail? Okay, we're going to come right back to that, okay? And I hope we answered the toy question, Vanessa. Okay, K-Dub, some people think that tossing salads is okay, if you know what that is. Do you? I know what that is, and I don't see a problem with it.
You don't see a problem with it?
Wait, toss the salad, wait.
Oh, see, now you got one on her.
You know what? I know exactly what you're talking about now. Now I'm showing my church girl side.
Yeah, now you got one on her. She's talking about me.
I'm showing my church girl
side. Now you got her.
No, I thought you guys were talking about oral sex, like on a woman.
No.
But I know, but I'm remembering back what it means. I know exactly what it means. I think if there's no penetration in that area, I don't see a problem with it. That's on you. Like, as long as it's clean, like, there's a lot of nerves there. Let's have the talk. Let's have the real talk, y'all. There's a lot of nerves there. So it's a point of stimulation. So you could say the same thing about, let's say, a nipple.
Yeah.
You could say the same thing about that because milk comes out of it for a baby. So... who's to say the purpose for that is for stimulation for what you do in your bedroom? we don't know if it was for that or not, but we use them for that.
Right.
Because they work for that. So you could say the same thing about the other end, okay? So I think personally, and this is, I'm just using logic because you're not destroying the temple doing it.
Right.
You're not doing any damage to your body. You're not doing, yeah, it means that, Vanessa, but it means in a particular area.
What she said
toss the salad means. But sorry, y'all, the kids ain't asleep yet. But it means in a particular area. Yes.
Right.
Absolutely. Okay, I had forgotten that at first.
Right.
I had church girl itis for a minute. But so I'm addressing that right now. Vanessa, thank you for saying that.
The young people call it
eating the groceries. Okay, eating the groceries. Whatever you want to call it, you guys. Maybe Dr. Nunes has a different opinion.
No.
I don't think he does, but I don't have a problem with it. That's your business. I personally am not about. I'm not doing it to him.
I would just say.
I'll just share personal. I wouldn't do it. If it was me, if I was a man, I probably wouldn't do it. But I'm not a man, so.
My whole thing about it is, I would say, if that's what a person wants to do and it floats your boat, fine. It can't. Are you tearing up anything? No. Now, the only problem about that is you would have to make sure that person's clean. Because
right. You
got to think, you're talking about a place where there is bacteria and the rest of it.
We should be talking about spouses, though, right? So we should know whether
well,
your
yeah, yeah.
Is clean
but, you
or
know,
not.
So I mean, that's the only thing I would say. Now, can I find you a scripture to say it's wrong? Can I even show you anything medically to say it's wrong? You know, that there's something against it. No, the only thing I can tell you is that I would, you know, if that's what you. Indulgent, that's your business.
That's your business.
That's your business. You know, if you indulge in tossing salad and long as it's in between husband and wife, that's your business.
That's the key there is husband and wife. You guys, if you're not destroying your body, if the simplest way to put it from our point of view, and I'm going to go back and read some of these comments. If you want to put it the simplest way possible, if you're not damaging your body and you're married and you're not involving other people, if you're not envisioning other people in your mind, if you're not involving animals, of course, that's gross, but people do it. If you're not doing any of those things, I don't think that anybody can tell you what's right or wrong. If you can look in the Word of God and find something against it, then it's wrong. People have asked us questions, and I'm going to go ahead and throw it out there. Hold on, let me see. I was told there are some parts of Songs of Solomon that mentions oral sex.
Yeah,
there are. So.
And we're not.
I'll find it for you.
Let me just open this up.
I just wanted to make sure we got all the comments in, but go ahead.
I closed the door, so let me open this up. When people are talking, they got TV on. When people are talking, tossing salad and so forth and so on, if we just be straight out honest with each other, they're talking about a man or a woman licking the anus of the other person. You know, a man licking a woman's anus or a woman licking a man's anus. That's what they're speaking about. Now, if
we already established that.
I'm clearing something up. If you give me a chance, that's what we're talking about. So when it comes down to it, is there something wrong with that? That's in between you and that person. I can't give you anything medically, nor can I give you anything biblically that says that's wrong. Now, when it talks about in Songs of Solomon, when it's talking about oral sex, now we're talking about vaginal, a man, you know, licking a woman's vaginal and a woman licking a man's private part. Is there anything wrong with that? I can't find scripture to tell you there is, so that's up to the individual. There have been a bunch of pastors over the years that have said it's wrong and we shouldn't do it, but they never one of them that has ever told me that has been able to show me a scripture that's saying it's wrong. And even if we get into the animal kingdom, animals do it to stimulate one another. So, you know, nobody can show me a scripture saying it's wrong. So to me, that has to be something where the husband and a wife agree on. So now when we talk about the scripture of the bed defiling the bed, that froze. You talk about defiling the bed or causing problems in the bedroom. That comes when we go against stuff that's in the Word of God. So,
I was looking for my book.
And I looked for it the other day, but that's
it like mysteriously disappeared. I have a whole book because Lady Allen said, "Please don't forget my question." I'm hoping this clears up. I don't know why the
is it still now?
Is it choppy, you guys? Is it choppy now? Maybe we should start another one here. You guys, let us know on Facebook Live if the feed is choppy. It's kind of choppy for us.
Or someone call us on the Relationship Central page.
Huh?
I mean, on Blog Talk Radio, I was trying to.
Okay. Let's see. Connection bad.
Type in Blog Talk Radio number.
Okay.
We're still there. Give us a minute. You know Facebook be tripping.
Oh. Cancel. Okay, I didn't end it.
I ended
the video. Okay, it's a little bit better. You guys.
Buffering. That's the Blog Talk Radio number. So if you can call in on that number, you can still hear us and then look
at
us there. You can't see us. But somebody call in and tell us what the sound sounds like because we can't hear it ourselves because we got the computer going and the phone going. And we're trying to get this. Some days it's good, some days it's bad. So sorry, you guys.
So what were we talking about? Okay, so we were talking about don't forget my question. Lady Allen, I have a book that we share every time we do the series on sex. And it talks about driving a man wild in bed, and it gives you different tips.
She lost it.
I didn't lose it. It's over here somewhere. I didn't take it anywhere unless you did. You use it too. But it's a book that I've had for years, and I never used it. It's something that years ago I wasn't even married. I was living in England. I was in a bookstore, and it was this little book, and it looked interesting, and it looks like something a woman would want to have. So I picked it up, but I never used it. There's no pictures in it or anything like that. It's just a regular little old book. And once I got married to my husband, I started actually reading that book. And it's sad it took me that long to do it because I've been married before, but I guess when you don't have a desire to
do it.
Anyway, I actually looked at the book, and there are some – the phone is going in and out too. Okay. I don't know what's going on.
We don't know what's going on with any of this stuff tonight.
Maybe the rain messed something up. I don't know what's going on, but hang in there with us, you guys. Is the connection still bad on Relationship Central? It must be because the numbers are going down.
Right.
So maybe we should disconnect and come back. Can you guys still hear us? So the book, in the book, it gives some really good tips on things that you can do. It goes all the way from mild things to things that you can do more in detail. Okay, so I am going to find that book, and we're going to do another series, and I'm going to share some of the tips out of that book. I do it all the time, but let's give a couple examples. Talking about putting spice back into your marriage. I mentioned a couple of things earlier. It's about changing things up sometimes. Of course, you always want to have a mental connection. I think it was 101 Ways to Drive a Man Wild in Bed. It was a little red book, and it wasn't long, it wasn't thick, but it was a little red book. Now, there were a few things in there that I wouldn't really do. But it's just nothing bad. It's nothing. If you've grown, you can read it, and you can take the stuff off of the plate that you want. But if it's wrong, you straight out know it's wrong. Let's see. I'm in preparation mode. It's better now. Okay. You're on the phone, don't know if you can hear me. It's talking about the book. Yes. If you are using your internet connection for other things that will impact the quality of your feed, can you please let me know when? Yes, ma'am. The video is frozen, but I'm listening on the phone. The video is still frozen because it's moving for us. This is so weird. I was going to say, Reverend Kula. Yes, I'm going to share the book, but I want to give you guys some specific tips since the ladies are asking.
I don't know what you did with the book. Give me my bag over there. I don't know what she did with the book. She's going to blame it on me, and I always do everything.
But I can still give some tips. That's not a problem.
We can talk about tips. As far as tips, one thing, I can see a couple of people in on the phone line. Thank you guys for being there on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to comment, all you need to do is press 1 and we will let you in. We'll be able to hear you, and so will the listeners on Facebook Live. So I'm going to give a couple of these tips, and then I will let you guys know when we do the show. Okay, it's working good. Hey, Lori, is 50 Shades of Grey considered pornography? I haven't seen those. It's soft porn, though, from the trailers, I can tell you. Hey, my sister. Okay, so tips. One thing that I always say for the women, I like to share some wisdom that I got about making the bedroom a sanctuary for you and your husband. If you make the bedroom a comfortable place, a safe place, a place where you walk in, he walks into, and he feels safe, he feels like he can talk, he feels like he can relax, he doesn't feel uptight, he doesn't feel any of that stuff, he's going to be more open in the bedroom. He's going to feel more relaxed and able to get close to you and get in the mood. Especially if you're with a man that works a 9-to-5 or you're with a man that has a high stress level, a job of high stress, a man in ministry with high stress. Don't talk about stressful things in the bedroom. Don't talk about stressful things in the bed unless he wants to talk about it. I have found out that men like to find peace and sanctuary in their woman. Yes, you can find it in God, but it's different with your woman. So I think that's number one, is making him feel safe in the bed. If he feels tense, if he feels like he's on edge, there's going to be an argument, there's going to be something like that, you got to set the atmosphere. That's number one. Number two, be comfortable with yourself and your body. Don't be afraid to put on something sexy. Don't be afraid to be your sensual self. Don't be afraid to initiate. Don't be afraid to, you know, as they say, take it. Don't be afraid to be a little dominant at times. As long as it's in private. You know, don't be afraid to do stuff like that. That's number two. Just be comfortable with who you are. And if the man wants a lap dance, give him a lap dance. If the man wants you to do a little something different, be open to trying it. You know, you don't have to be so sanctified that you can't loosen up, you know. If he wants you to do a pole dance for the man, do it. Like, I don't see anything wrong with that. If he wants you to dress up, do it. What's wrong with that? I think if you compromise for each other, you have a lot of fun. Those are just a few tips that I like to give you guys. Now, we'll get more specific on the show that we share, but one thing that you can do that's really cool. Nothing wrong with candles. That's not witchcraft. Come on, people, don't be super spiritual. Candles are not witchcraft, okay? Witches can use them. Yeah, let them use them. We're not using them for that. We're using them to glorify God through worship. Hallelujah. Light some candles. Put a doll, put a little a scarf, red scarf over your lamp or something and make the room, give it a little tint. Make it smell good. Keep it clean. You know, make the bed up, like just make it something that's nice to look at that you want to relax in. Stuff like that. A lot of it is about atmosphere and self-confidence. If you want to turn a man on, he'll look at you for a second and be ready. I mean, that's not hard, I don't think, is it?
No. And basically what you got to do is you got to open up your imagination. You got to be willing to think outside the box. You know, I mean, there's nothing wrong with thinking outside the box. There's nothing wrong with doing something different. You know, I mean, long as it, and here's where we stand, long as it coincides with the Word of God and Superwoman, yes, long as it coincides with the Word of God, and if you're doing it, you're not going to get in trouble with the law for it. Because,
right.
I mean, there are times where people go, what about doing it, going to the park or at the beach or whatever? Well, if you want to go to the park and the beach, that's kind of your business, but I'd be very careful because if you get caught, that's indecent exposure, and you can't get a ticket.
Oh, you saw Pastor Allen talking about, so if I tell my wife, take us to bed and follow me to the beach, we good, right?
Yeah, if y'all go to
don't
bed,
get caught.
Just don't get caught. You know what I mean? That's all I can say.
You're breaking the law. We're not supposed to tell you to do that.
Just don't get caught, you know. I mean, because you get caught, you're going to feel kind of funny, you know. And she's going to be ticked, you know. So just don't get caught, you know. And because, like I say, you got some people, okay, can you got some people that say, okay, let's open the blinds and let everybody see. Well, now we just did, as the scripture said, the bed is no longer undefiled, it has just been defiled. You know, so we got to be very careful, you know, when we do or say certain, when we do certain things. Now, wait, hold on, that's another point. When you say certain things in the bedroom, is it wrong or is it right? Well, I would have to, because I've been asked that question too. Well, what about, you know, talking and what about things we say? I can't tell you what to say. You got to let your own conviction do that. You know, I mean, if you using four-letter words or whatever the case may be, the Bible says let no corrupt communication come out your mouth. So now I got to be say, okay, you know, would I use this language outside the room? So my thing is, if it's language you wouldn't use outside the room, well, then I'm kind of, you know, I'm kind of, I won't say against it, but I'd say you would have to kind of take a look and say, now, would I really use this, you know, in the room if I'm not going to use it outside the room? You know, my eyes are bad.
Let's see, itchy, scratchy. Yep, sand and all. They out here having a blast. Let's see. Okay, Alan Corner, he's down. Role play. Nothing wrong with role playing. Nothing wrong with it. The wonderful thing about a woman is that you can be somebody different every day. All you got to do is change your hair and your clothes and your makeup if you wear it. Just make sure he likes the wig.
Just make sure he likes the wig.
I tried a wig. The last time
it didn't work for me, y'all.
In some parts of the world, there is nude beaches that are legal. Is that wrong?
If
it's going to cause you to lust after somebody,
right,
then don't go. But otherwise, God made the human body, and if that's their culture, if that's what they do there, and it's not perverted.
No.
But when...
I wouldn't go as far as to do.
No,
that's what we're talking about.
You can
handle going to a nude beach, you know, and walking around, and it don't affect you in no shape, form, or fashion.
Right.
That's your business. Because, I mean, come on, there are people in professions that they have to see bodies naked.
Right.
And that's not a sin.
Well, doctors
do it. But now, if the doctor looks at the body nude and it starts to bother him in that form, well, then, yeah, you've gone against the word of God, you know. But if it don't bother you in that form or fashion, I can't say anything's wrong with it. Now, I can look at it and say, if I really wanted to make it wrong, I could make it wrong, because what I could say, well, you're not really being a protector of your brother or sister, you know, because the bottom line is I caused my brother to sin, well, then God lets me know I've sinned. So now, by me walking around that way and somebody looking, well, I caused that person to sin. So we got to be very careful, because, see, a lot of things, the Bible says, in the New Testament says, all things are lawful, but they're not expedient.
Expedient.
Meaning that I may have the right to do it. You know, if you go to a place where they have nude beaches and you have the right to walk around nude, sure, there's nothing legal against it. There's no law against it. So you got the legal right to do it. But is it expedient? Is it going to cause somebody else to sin or slip or trip?
Pastor Allen says, do not deprive each other except by mutually consent for a time. Yes, absolutely. So we can't come to each other and say, I'm fasting to be the time is to be determined. You have to agree with each other on how long you're going to, you know, not consummate, because the Bible says, that gives place to the devil, that he's allowed to come in and tempt you that way. So that's, we can't do that. Thank you, Pastor Allen, for that scripture. That's being too open. Is it safe to say adultery is sin even if your spouse allows, approves, or even participates in it? Yes, it is sin. Even if you are allowed, it is sin. Okay? Next. And, Pastor, you know that. I think you just wanted a second opinion. First Lady Allen, there is such a thing as privacy. Yes, there is such a thing as privacy. I personally wouldn't want to go to a nude beach if that's what you're talking about. I don't need everybody seeing me like that. Exactly, Dina. Okay, so we've gotten back to the comments. Now, addressing Pastor Janae, there are some questionable scriptures in the Bible about that I would think were about oral sex, like you said. Like, for example, and I'll get to you, Apostle Allen. Let's look at Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 2, says, I would leave you and bring you into the house of my mother, and this is the New King James, she who used to instruct me. I would cause you to drink of spiced wine of the juice of my pomegranate. What does that sound like?
So when you get into the Songs of Solomon really is if you wanted a book on instructions as far as, to me, sex, it would be the only one really giving you any any instruction. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I found something else. Hold on. 7:2, Song of Solomon. Your navel is a rounded goblet. It lacks no blended beverage. Sorry. No blended beverage. Your waist is a heap of wheat set about with lilies. Your breath, your two breasts are like, okay, you get the picture, you guys.
You gonna start then stop?
No, because we're trying to talk about oral here. We're not talking about breasts and all that stuff. So let's look at chapter 4, verse 16 real quick, and I'll leave this alone.
Because one thing is we try to get into, here's the problem. Pastors have tried to get into what, and I've even heard it said, what that part of the body was designed for. And we can't even use that as a good excuse. The reason we can't use that, or we can't even use that, what the body was designed for, because now, was my mouth designed for kissing? You know, no, my mouth was designed, from my understanding, my mouth was designed to eat.
Well,
okay?
You could say that's oral sex.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
so
part of foreplay.
Was my mouth designed for kissing? My wife alluded to it, the First Lady alluded to it earlier. Were breasts designed for my pleasure, or were they designed to feed a baby? You know, so when you look at that kind of stuff, you really got to take into account, you know, what was for what. So now they say, oh, this was for that, this was for that. Well, then, why am I kissing? If I'm not supposed to have oral sex, then why am I kissing? You know, if my mouth was, because they tell you, oh, your mouth wasn't made for that, then why am I kissing? Because my mouth wasn't made for that either. You know, why are you fondling, and you just read in Song of Solomon, why are you fondling a woman's breast when they were made to have to give milk to a baby?
And actually, Sister Shantae just quoted, no, Pastor Geneva quoted the one I was about to read.
Mm-hmm.
That's 4:16, I think, and it says, awake, O north wind, and come, O south. Go down. Hello? Blow upon my garden, that its spices may flow out. Next, let my beloved come to his garden and eat its pleasant fruit.
So now we can. So now, to me, north is down.
Hmm?
No, he told me north is down.
he said she was selfish.
So, you know, when you get into it, and I think this is one problem with marriages in the church. We've allowed the church to come into our marriage. We've allowed the pastor and the missionaries and all the people to come into our bedroom when we should have never allowed them in our bedroom. The bottom line is, what we should have did is went to the scriptures for ourselves to see what God was saying to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's going to fall over. See what God was saying to us. What is God saying to you about the bedroom? What is God saying to you about your bedroom? And you got to be very careful when you allow other people to tell you what you can do in your bedroom.
Absolutely.
You know, and I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions or biggest problems with church. We've allowed other people to tell us as Christians what we can do in our bedroom. And here's my thing. The next time somebody tells you what you can and what you can't do, ask them to show you scripture. And give me detailed scripture. Don't just give me these vague scriptures that are just kind of open out there. You could lock that scripture and use it for anything.
Right.
You know, give me specific scriptures. There are specific scriptures that say I'm not supposed to sleep with my daughter's my son's wife, and I'm not supposed to sleep with my son's wife. I'm not supposed to sleep with my daughter. I'm not supposed to, you know, the wife isn't supposed to sleep with the son. If you go to it gives you specific instruction. A man's not supposed to lay with another man, and a woman's not supposed to lay with another woman. It gives us complete instructions on that kind of stuff. Now, after it leaves that and gets to the husband and wife, the only place we find anything that we could say you can use as any type of schematic or use as a schematic or something to guide me is when I go into Songs of Solomon. And then even Songs of Solomon, I really can't say that, because the bottom line is they are speaking so metaphorically to where, what was the metaphor for?
Right.
It's like a book of poetry. When somebody writes poetry, you know, what are they talking about? There's a song I like. It's not really a good song, but it's a song I like, and I won't say like, but I admire the song. And who did you tell me wrote the song about strange fruit hanging from the trees?
That was Billie Holiday.
Billie Holiday wrote this song, and if any guys ever heard it, Strange Fruit Hanging from Trees. And actually what she's talking about is she's talking about people being hung, black people being hung. And so now she don't just come out and say black people are hanging from the trees. She says strange dark fruit, I think, is hanging from the trees. And she's speaking about, you know, the slaves and people that had been hung. Now, if I read the song, if I listen to the song, it just says strange fruit. It don't tell me what. So she's metaphorically speaking about the people hanging. So Songs of Solomon is metaphorically speaking, but it really don't give me detail. So now, can anybody say this is wrong and that's wrong? No, they can't.
Well, Apostle Allen said, as a pastor, I'll never tell someone how to have sex, because what's good to me may not be good to you. So my message won't be about positions, but making sure it's with your boo. Your married boo, that is. So I agree. Let's see, Perry Mantle says we're right. Lori says, I love how she closed the book. Hey, that was the Lord's word. You know, he was talking about blowing on the garden and stuff. and back to the fasting, Apostle Allen, no, she can't come, Lady Allen can't come to you and say, I'm on a fast for an undetermined amount of time.
No,
and with that fast, we cannot consummate. No, she can't say that. But then at the same time, you can't turn around and tell her, and you may not be talking about you guys per se, but you can't turn around and tell her, I don't ever, every time she wants to fast, you saying no. Now, that's wrong. You being selfish.
Well.
So I think if both people are unselfish and are understanding about it, then I don't think it should be a problem.
And then, furthermore, if you fast there every other day, you need to check your relationship with God, because, I mean, there's no place in the Bible that said I had to fast every other day, you know, so the scripture.
But if that's what a person feels they need to do, but if you're married,
that.
You
but
have an obligation.
If you let me finish.
Oh, sorry.
That's what I said, because if you fast every other day and you're married, there's a problem with that, you know, and the problem with that is because the Bible told us that you're only to do it for a certain period of time that you didn't cause the other person to slip, you know. And I know what people say, well, they should just control themselves. Well, first of all, let's be honest. You know, if you love the person you're with and you love your wife, you love your husband, and you telling me I should just control myself, well, then take your rear end in the bathroom and get dressed. Don't get dressed in the bedroom. Get dressed behind closed doors. And then when you go to bed, go sleep on the couch. Don't come get in the bed and you want to cuddle, curl up, and get next, and then, well, I'm fasting. The devil is a lie.
Well, look, Pastor Allen said it. Well, actually, Lady Allen said, I don't think it's a minister's job to tell people what to do in their bed, and I really don't think it is either, but we cover the topics because people want to know. He said, let's see how they should have related. No, if they have their own ideas, that's on them. But if they come and share it with us or ask the questions, then... it is what it is. Let's see, Lady Allen, when he said, if I didn't enjoy my wife, I'd use fasting as an excuse. You know what? A lot of people do that.
People do that.
You guys are a riot.
And that's why we speak against it, because people will use the word of God as a weapon against their spouse. Husbands will use it as a weapon against the wife, and the wife will use it as a weapon against the husband. Oh, I'm fasting. you're not really, it's because you're disgruntled with him. It's because you're upset with him. So now you're going to use that because you don't want to be with him. And then the husband will use the word of God on the wife. Well, the Bible says your body's not your own, and you're not supposed to deprive me, and this, that, and the other. So when we get into these type of conversations and these type of issues, there are bigger issues than just that. It's not the sex. There's some underlying stuff that must be dealt with, you know, that's causing a person to say to always fast every other week, or a man have to use that tactic. Well, the Bible said, you know, no, you know, and that's why when we get into love is love. The whole aspect of love is compromise. The whole aspect of love, it's not selfish. It doesn't push somebody to do something they don't want to do. So now the bottom line is, what couples got to do is they got to get down to the point of where you discuss, and to the point you guys have discussed enough to find out what the underlying issue is. Why isn't it, why you don't want to be with me sexually? Is it because I gained too much weight? Is it because things have changed? Are you just mad at me? I'm not doing what I should do financially? What is the real issue? You know, and when we start getting down to those real issues, then the bedroom gets better.
I mean, I believe that. I want to catch up with some of these comments. Because they're on here cutting up. Pastor Allen says, or come to bed all sexy to get us all happy and then say, I'm on my period. The devil.
That's the devil, too.
Because he was, after you said, don't get dressed in
right.
there. Okay, so what are we supposed to put on a potato sack? Were we on the. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Shantae's laughing. You can't come to bed all sexy while you're on your period. That's an offensive foul. Pastor Allen.
Let me help you there. That's not an offensive foul, because we don't want to deprive our wives of ever looking good and doing what they should. Because see, the only thing they're doing then, if she's doing it with the right spirit, she's just making me just want her more for when it's over and done. You know, after those 3 days, 4 days, 7 days, whatever. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying there's nothing wrong with that. So there's nothing wrong with that. But now, the thing is, and then let's even deal with that. If she does come to bed and in that manner and fashion, there's nothing wrong with her stroking, rubbing, and doing whatever she needs to do to get you where you need to go. And then y'all done. You gotta call them on them. So you know.
Okay. Somebody on release on Blog Talk Radio has something to say. So we're going to let them in, okay? If you heard the beep, caller 909, you are on live with Dr. Lady Newells and all of the listeners on Facebook Live and Blog Talk Radio World. What do you have to share with us this evening?
So this is Pastor Allen.
Yes, sir.
So my question, my statement was this. I'm not saying that they can't come to bed sexy and stuff, but if they, listen, they, you know, walk around looking all good, no one, what our eyes like to look at, teasing us, maybe like, oh, but I'm on my period. I'm just saying, you know how to come to bed when you're mad and you don't want to know, you'll come looking a certain way. You look crazy, your hair done fell out, I don't know where it went, it was on the dresser one day, now, but yeah, I'm just saying. But you come to bed, you know where we at, and you're going, you know, I'm just saying, who do that? That's all I was saying. Thank you for your time.
And you're absolutely right. I'm so glad Pastor Allen's on the line, another pastor. And you're absolutely right, because I think the point is we have to be mindful and conscious of one another, you know, and that's the portion I think that we're not. You, just as you stated, and which is absolutely true, you mad at me, you come to bed a certain way. You mad at me, you come to bed with the sweatshirt on, the sweatpants, and the do-rag. But now you're not mad, but then you're on your cycle, you come to bed with the long lingerie. With the long lingerie on and all the other stuff. And to me, is, as you stated, is an unfair deal, because if you're not in the position where you want to do anything and you're in the position where you just don't feel good, you don't want to be bothered, I don't believe it should change your attire, but I do believe you should make that known. You should make that known to the person. Let that person know, hey, you know, I'm not feeling too well. I got cramps or whatever, babe, you know. But I do want to be next to you. I hope this don't bother you, you know. And if it does, maybe I can do something to relieve the tension, the pressure, or whatever the case may be, and we move on. I mean, it has to be a love. It has to be a love affair there. And the bottom line is, when you get down to it, it has to be a selfless, not selfish. It has to be a selfless love affair there. And if we get down to that, I think we'll be okay. But most of us won't get down to that selfless part.
Now, what do you have this on, Relationship Central again?
No, that's mine.
Okay, so you guys, you can go to Relationship Central, our page, and we have another live feed going on, and everybody's over there. So if you guys are feeling a little lonely watching on this feed, you can go to Relationship Central. That's our page, our ministry page, and we have a live feed going on there with a lot of conversation, okay? Let's see. So let's see. Ms. Norwood said, actually, Vanessa said, I can imagine having this conversation with my pops. Thank you, guys. You are very welcome. That's why we do what we do. Patrina Norwood says, what do you have for the single Christians? I know sex is for married people, LOL, but give me something. Don't leave the single folk out.
There's nothing to be honest, sis, there's nothing I can give you. You know, I wish I could, you know, but there's nothing I can give you. I mean, far as this topic, there's nothing I can give you. I mean, as far as this topic, the only thing a single person could do is write down, take notes to get ready for when they're married, because I can't tell you to pleasure yourself until you find somebody, because that's wrong. Because now, how do I say this? We've dealt with a lot of women. We've talked with a lot of women. And we get mixed signals here. Now, some of you women on here, tell me if I'm right or if I'm wrong, but I know what my wife says and I know what some other women have said. We get mixed signals here because when it comes to pleasuring yourself and you're single, I've heard women say they don't have to have a mental picture. They don't have to have anything going on mentally to reach that climax or orgasm or whatever you want to call it. They don't have to have anything to get there. Now, I know with men, it's different. A man needs a picture. He needs something. That's why if a man goes, has a vasectomy, and they tell him they need a sample, they'll send him in there with movies and books and everything else to try to get him stimulated. Now, women I've heard say they don't need no visual. So the problem there with the singles is if I'm pleasuring myself and I need a visual and I need something to get me aroused, well, then it leads to what? Lust. And if I'm lusting, well, then the Bible lets me know that's sin, you know. And then even this, you know, I've heard people say, well, I don't have to have a face. All I have to do is imagine body parts. First of all, you had to see them body parts somewhere, and the body parts you imagine, it just didn't pop out the sky. They're not body parts that are connected to a body that belongs to you. So now we still got a problem. So if you're imagining body parts and those body parts belong to somebody else, well, then, because they don't belong to your husband or your wife, now we're still in the same situation. So we got to be very careful when we get to talking about body parts and that stuff, you know, as far as the singles. You got to be very careful in dealing with that, because the bottom line is it can lead, or I put it like this, it will lead to sin. That's just my opinion, you know.
Okay, so Pastor Jane says.
I'm sorry, but okay. Go ahead.
K-Dub says there are people who believe that a period don't stop nothing but a sentence. Yeah, that's gross, though, K-Dub.
But now, can I answer
that? No, go ahead.
Well, when you say that, now there is scripture that I can use. There's biblical-based scripture that says that you shouldn't touch a woman on her menstrual. You know, the Bible lets us know when a woman was on her menstrual that she wasn't supposed to be touched. She wasn't even allowed to go to church. You know, wasn't even allowed to go wherever they were going to worship at that point in time. She was unclean for 7 days. The Bible considered 7 days she was unclean. And then another 7 days after that she was unclean. So a total of 14 days she was unclean. If she sat on anything and it got defiled by the blood, well, then it had to be cleansed. If a man touched her then and the blood got on him or even touched her, he was ceremonially unclean to the end of the day. If the blood got on him, then I think he was unclean for a certain period in time, and I think it was almost the same time she was. I'd have to go back and read the scripture, but there is scripture that speaks against people having sex on a menstrual.
Yeah, and, you know, we don't follow all those Old Testament
laws and rules and things like that, but you can take a scripture and say, hey, well, God was against this then.
Right.
So maybe I shouldn't do that now. But let's see what's going on here. Not me. I never could do that. I don't blame you. Just making a point. No, thank you for that. That's what we love, that, K-Dub. That's why we raise these topics, to talk about stuff like that. Use this knowledge in preparation for marriage. Yes, Pastor Janae, thank you for that. The Allens are still acting up. You guys are so funny. Yeah, so singles, as far as the singles, Miss Norwood, we do different shows on different days. So some days are for married folks, some days are for singles, some days are for both. So we don't just cater to the married folk. We do a little bit more for married folk because we are married. And Relationship Central started as something for couples, more geared towards couples. But we do a lot of dating and Christian single stuff. So you can look at Blog Talk Radio. Any of you guys that want to look at our stuff, we have covered, we've been doing this for over 2 years. So we have covered a lot of topics. We've done at least 2 series on sex. You can find all of those replays at www.blogtalkradio.com/Relationship Central. And we're not finished with the show. I'm just putting this plug in there. www.blogtalkradio.com/Relationship Central. Okay, go to episodes, and it has all of our past episodes there, all the topics that we talked about there in the titles, okay? Those of you looking at this live feed, there's a whole conversation going on Relationship Central's live feed. So go to our webpage, Relationship Central, on Facebook, and look at that live feed, okay? Let's see. So Vanessa says, Kyle, oh, so this is from Kyle, what about the scripture that mentions don't waste your seed? What is that in reference to? Thanks. And then Pastor Allen says, and if a woman has a discharge, and her discharge in her flesh is blood, she shall be in her impurity 7 days, and whoever touches her shall be unclean until sunset. So for the rest of that day, that's okay.
Right.
Leviticus 18 and 19. Thank you, Apostle Allen. That's that scripture. Saved me the trouble. And so there you go. So there is
scriptural
basis
to say you shouldn't do it.
But then somebody could come back and say, well, that's Old Testament.
But see, we can't just rule out all the Old Testament.
Right.
You know, we because if we rule out all the Old Testament, then you're going to rule out the Ten Commandments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we just can't rule out all the Old Testament. Some of the Old Testament practices still in play. Jesus said, I didn't come to do away with the law. I came to fulfill the law. So some of the law stayed in place, and then some of it was abolished. The portion that was abolished in the Old Testament, with the Old Testament, was especially when we got to covering of sin. You know, because now Christ died, his blood was shed, completely washing away our sins. So we no more have to do blood sacrifices for sin. But that does not say I totally dismiss the laws and some of the laws in the Old Testament. Some of them were abolished with Christ, and some of them stayed in place.
Let's look at K-Dub's comment, and this is so relevant. He said, singles just got to grab the bag of ice and keep that area cool. Do whatever it takes to avoid the whole situation.
And he's right. Because now it's sin. Now you got to look at it.
It's better than marry than burn.
It's better than marry than burn. So you got to look at it. It's sin outside of marriage. Once I'm married, it's no longer sin. But then it becomes sin inside of marriage when I go against the word of God. So we got to be very careful. We got to be very careful there that whatever we're doing, it's not against the word of God. So just like we said, with the self-pleasuring of a person, the person self-pleasuring themselves. Now, is self-pleasuring yourself in the confines of marriage wrong? No. Now, the scripture K-Dub alluded to about spilling the seed, that's because God got upset because he told him to do something specific, and he didn't do it. According to the law at that point in time, if my brother died and didn't have any children, it was my responsibility as his brother to give him an heir. But the person that Christ was, the person that God told to do it, didn't do it. And so that was the problem there. It wasn't, now, see, this is where pastors get into to just locking stuff together. It wasn't talking about masturbation. Because for one, it wasn't even masturbation. He pulled out and spilled the seed. wasn't that he masturbated.
And that wasn't why he was in trouble.
Right.
He was in trouble
for
his
disobedience. Right.
He wasn't in trouble for spilling the seed. That
right.
wasn't the main. See, people take that and teach that like it was
the main principle
of that scripture and spilling the seed. And that's how people are when it comes to anything sexual. They're like, oh, God. It wasn't even about that. It was about his disobedience. That's how we do scripture, y'all.
Right.
And that's why we do this show. Because nobody, you know, people don't teach it right.
Well,
and we're ignorant because of it. And we're lacking and just dry in the bedroom because we listen to this stuff that's just this traditional religious garbage that's not even relevant to the Word of God.
But
you
that's
know,
what you
it's messing
earlier.
Us up. It's
that's
messing
right,
us up in
right.
our marriages. It really is. And that and okay, and Vanessa said that's exactly how she was taught. Or Kyle said that's exactly how he was taught. You know, and that's sad. It's very
well,
sad.
Well, it gets back to the scripture that we started with. When I go back to Hebrews 13:4, it says marriage is honorable in all. Now listen to what it says. Let's look at this closely. It says marriage is honorable in all, meaning marriage is honorable in everybody. And then it says, and the bed undefiled. So now it says the bed is undefiled. Is that semicolon or colon? Semicolon. And then it says, but whoremongering and adultery God will judge. So now what is this one passage about? What is this one scripture about? It's really not about the bed being undefiled. It's about dealing with whoremongers and adulterers being judged for doing what they're doing. And, you know, the whoremonger is not married. The adulterer is married, and he's going out of the confines of marriage. So it's not telling you that you can just do anything in the bed. It goes back to what Lady Nunes just said. The scripture, what did you just use? You just used the word. Basically, the main point about this scripture is about whoremongers and adulterers being judged.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the marital bed, because when we get to it, the marital bed, can the marital bed be defiled? Yes. That cut off.
Why did that cut off?
I don't know. What were we on?
I'm going to go on Relationship Central on my phone. This probably going to die too.
That's stupid. How the phone die and it's on the charger? I can't do Relationship Central on the computer.
Well, we just have to hold it. All right, you guys, we're back. We're back. The devil don't want this discussion tonight. Can I tell y'all that? Because
we're
having difficulty with absolutely everything. My husband doesn't want to be in the picture. His phone is dying. The computer is echoing. The kids don't want to go to sleep. It's just ridiculous. What's going on here, devil? You want to do something, huh? So we're back here talking about the marriage bed. We're trying to wrap up this discussion, and we refuse to be defeated. So what were you saying, Dr. Newell? We're going to gather up some more people here. We'll try to share this and see what's going on.
Well, what I was saying is that the scripture we're dealing with basically is not saying the bed can't be undefiled because you're married, because the bed can be defiled even in marriage, but the general act is what it's saying is the general act of lovemaking. There's nothing wrong with it in the confines of marriage. That's what it's basically saying. The general act, the bed, marriage is honorable to all and the bed undefiled. So that's marriage is honorable to all, the bed undefiled. So it's saying the general act is not defiled. But if I get to doing other stuff, now I can defile it.
So that's what he's saying. Let's see, I posted this before your phone died, so Pastor Allen is back. So Judah told Onan, go and sleep with your brother's widow. It's the duty of a brother-in-law to keep your brother's line alive. But Onan knew that the child wouldn't be his, so whenever he slept with his brother's widow, he spilled his semen on the ground so he wouldn't produce a child for his brother. God was much offended by what he did and also took his life. And that's in Genesis 38. Thank you.
Now, go back. What did it say? God was what?
God was much offended by what he did.
What he did. Now, what did he do? He spilled the seed on the ground because God told him to do something, and he didn't want to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
That was his. That wasn't what God told him to do. So he didn't want to do it. So since he didn't do what God told him to do, then he lost his life. So now, did he lose his life for spilling the seed? No, he lost his life because of the disobedience.
Right.
It wasn't that, because if he lost his life for masturbation or pulling out, there should have been a whole bunch of people dead back in them days, because they were doing it. You know, it wasn't like they wasn't doing it and God didn't destroy everybody. You find one person, and now we try to make a whole doctrine off of one person.
Right.
No, it don't go that way. And so that's why we're telling you guys, you know, as far as what you do in your bedroom, that's in between you and your spouse. Now, how do I know if something's right or done something's wrong? Then I got to let the Holy Ghost convict me or find out, ask some questions, find out by somebody, or read your Bible. You know, does the Bible speak against this? You know, does the Bible, you know, and if the Bible speaks against it, well, then you know, no, I shouldn't be doing this because the Word of God speaks against it. So I need to find something else to do.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Pastor Allen says, correct. So you guys share this video if you can, because we had to start it over because phones are dying and the devil's mad because we're exposing some stuff so that marriages can be happy and fulfilled and satisfied. And the devil's mad about it. So we need y'all to share this video and just help us get the word out, okay? So that's what we're doing here. So we're opening for questions once again. So we're talking about the marriage bed. How can it be undefiled? So tonight we're coming to the conclusion, and what we're talking about is that the marriage bed being undefiled doesn't mean that you can just do anything you want to do in it. That's not what that scripture meant. It didn't give you a license to just go
buck
do whatever.
Wild, right.
That's not what that's about. So we wanted to clear up that misconception tonight. We also wanted to open up the dialogue to you guys to talk about some of the things in marriage that we don't typically cover. I know, but why would people watch that if our faces aren't in it?
It's the same page, the same thing.
Okay, so the video is not showing the same.
Oh, cool, just go ahead.
Okay, sorry, y'all.
My wife, when it comes to technology, if I don't explain it all to her, it's the same page. If they see you on that one, see you on this one, it's the same thing. It don't matter.
It's
the same site open, sweetie. It's like having two cameras pointed at you on the same thing.
I know, but my face is not in that.
Nobody's
and half
that.
Of yours is. I know, but okay. So anyway, Dr. Newell?
You were talking.
I was done.
So when we get down to it, as Lady Newell said, it doesn't give you a license just to do whatever you want to do. It doesn't give you a license, as we state, to bring other people in, to do certain things. You got to be there's a very thin line there that we got to be very cautious with, because we don't want to stand before judgment in trouble with God because of what we decided we just wanted to do, you know. So we got to be very cautious on the things we do, when we do it, how we do it, and all that kind of stuff. Very, 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 very cautious, you know. And then here's the deal. I think one of the other problems, we did stuff in the world, and I've heard people say, well, I'm not in the world no more, so I shouldn't be bringing that into my bedroom. Well, it's the church that has made everything worldly. You know, God didn't make it worldly. It was the church that made it worldly, because most people don't have any scripture against whatever you're doing.
Right. And Pastor Allen says, we defile the bed when we add others to the bed. We created an atmosphere to produce fornication for the person you add. So you turn into sin producers as a couple. That's so true, Pastor Allen. Not only do you produce an environment for fornication, you produce an environment for homosexuality. Because you're forcing one person to do something with the same sex. So that's not something we want to do as Christians, bring another person into our bed. It doesn't make sense as far as the Word of God is concerned. That's something we can look at Scripture and say, yeah, you don't want to do that. That's something we can definitely look at and say that. Okay. So thank you for that comment, Pastor Allen. Pastor Janae says she's enjoying the show. Pastor Janae, tell me something. Can you see my face right now on that one? Because my husband really thinks that people watch a video with half of two faces on it.
I can see your face.
Okay, but I just, sorry.
It don't make sense to you.
Because when you look at that, people see what
right.
you see
but
on
then
that.
What about the people that see it's the same page? I didn't lock in. This is the same thing.
So why is that running?
I just turned it on, but it's the same thing.
See, she said she can't see me. Okay.
So.
Moving right along. We got four people back on. So. Okay, you guys. So unless you have any other questions, we're going to wrap up the discussion for tonight. Let's see. Shantae can. She says she can on this one. Yes. So we're having a lot of technical issues tonight.
It's one of those days.
Regardless of that, we've been able to have a really productive conversation about the marriage bed being undefiled, what that means, what you can and can't do as a Christian. First time watching, and it's really good. Trishaka Perry Manziel, did I say that right? Thank you so much for watching tonight. We welcome you. We thank you. We appreciate you. She says it's first time watching, and it is really good. You know what? If you think it's good with all the issues we had tonight, you would really like our show.
When we don't have the issues.
When we don't have them, which is most other nights. So thank you for watching tonight. We do take topics from our listeners. So if you want to discuss anything specific, no matter how simple or complex it is, no matter how spiritual or practical it is, we talk about it here. We don't just have Christian listeners, but we do base our counsel, our advice, our opinions on the Word of God. So
now, I'll put this out, and this is a challenge to anybody that's out there listening. If you can find a scripture that says oral sex is wrong, send it to me. Please send it to me. Text it to me. Email it to me. However you got to do. Leave it on Facebook. Leave it on Pastor Rundle News page. However you got to get it to me, get it to me. Because I've been saved since I was 18, and I'm 51 now, and I still haven't read that scripture. So I haven't seen it, you know. But I can find scriptures to defend everything that me and Lady Newell speaks, and I won't even say against. I can, because we don't speak against anything. What you do is your business. We just give information that Christians may apply it, you know. So when it comes to oral sex, anal sex, and all that other stuff, we just give you information that you may apply it and use it. Now, if you don't use it, that's up to you, but you can't stand before God and say, I didn't know or didn't have an answer for that. You know, and there's some things the Bible explicitly speaks against.
And you know what? We not only try to warn Christians about what not to do, we want to tell you what you can do.
Yeah.
That's something that we love about doing this ministry, and God just kind of threw us into this. I don't know how it just happened. So this is Pastor Alice says, sorry, honey.
Go ahead.
You should have a relationship central at the event center live. And Sister Shantae says, I agree. Pastor Alice said, I'll cover the cost.
Well,
he said the word. He said free. No.
Well, anytime you let us know when, we'll put it on the calendar, and because we have built up a really large fan base, and I believe that people would like to come and ask questions and so forth. So, but people kind of do it this way because they don't have to be seen, you know. Just like when we do it on which is still airing Blog Talk Radio. They don't, you know, they can call in and nobody knows who they are.
Our Lady Allen said, but not the food. I wasn't assuming that, D.
I'll pick my own food, you know. But, so, you know, and it's needed in today's society because a lot of pastors won't deal with it. A lot of churches won't deal with it. And I believe a lot of pastors just dealing with that old school stuff, especially when you get to some of our charismatic churches. I forget that. When you get to some of our